at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
That's the Russian president speaking to reporters yesterday about the terrorist attack in the St. Petersburg subway. Later, the White House says he had a phone call with President Trump, during which Trump offered Russia the full support of the U.S. government in responding to that blast and expressed condolences to the victims and the Russian people. Authorities say the suicide bomber responsible was a 22-year-old Russian citizen from Kyrgyzstan. The bombing killed 14 people and injured 50 others. As the full Senate starts debating the Supreme Court nomination of federal judge Neil Gorsuch today, a handful of Democrats say they'll vote for him.
But we're obviously disappointed that the overwhelming majority of them are still playing politics with the nation's highest court.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer on the fact that Democrats are going to filibuster Gorsuch, meaning Republicans will probably have to change the rules to get him confirmed. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. I mean, you know, I love him.
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
There are reports that at least 60 people have died in an apparent chemical attack in northern Syria just hours ago. Here's more from Sharon Reed.
The London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the dead include 11 children. Opposition activists say the attack is among the worst poison gas attacks in Syria's six-year civil war.
The activists reporting it say the gas was spread by an airstrike launched either by Syria's government forces or Russian warplanes. ESPN's reporting today that Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo is about to call it a career and he plans to go into broadcasting. Romo turns 37 later this month. He's been hampered by injuries for the past few seasons.
I'm just glad it's over with and we got the W. That's it. That's it, man.
That's a North Carolina Tar Heels fan after last night's NCAA men's basketball title game goes to UNC, beating Gonzaga 71-65. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, this is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-2206. That's 1-800-379-2206.
Information about your online behavior can now be sold legally, only you're not the one who will be making any money from it. President Trump signing a bill wiping out privacy rules, which had been created by the FCC last year. It means internet companies can sell the browsing histories of customers without their knowledge or permission. There's a report out today on the nation's most stressed out states. Here are the details from correspondent Mark Mayfield.
Personal finance website WalletHub determined Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi are the three most stressful states in the country. West Virginia and Kentucky rounded out the top five. The website determined its rankings by evaluating factors that stress people when it comes to work, money, family, and personal health, state divorce rates, crime rates, and average credit scores. Minnesota is considered the least stressed state, followed by North Dakota, Iowa, South Dakota, and Utah.
A New Jersey girl's got a stressful decision to make that, well, we should all be so lucky. She's been accepted into all 8 Ivy League colleges she applied to.
Ifeoma Whitethorpe wants to study biology and was accepted to Harvard through early action. She figured she'd go there, but then the 17-year-old Denville girl got into all the other Ivies, and now she's not sure what she's going to do. The Morris Hills High School student, who's class president and an academic superstar, says she'll likely follow the money trail, so if anyone is offering financial support, Ifeoma is listening.
That's Sarah Lee Kessler, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Time is 10:06. It's time for Hunterton Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now, it's 52 degrees, overcast skies, 50% chance of precipitation. Thunderstorms will be ending around 3:45 p.m. Today is April 4th. It'll be isolated thunderstorms and numerous showers. Some thunderstorms may produce gusty winds. Highs around 70. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 60%. Partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 40s. West winds around 10 miles an hour. That's for tonight. And for tomorrow, sunny highs in the mid-60s. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. On Thursdays, showers, a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, locally heavy rainfall possible, breezy, cooler with highs in the mid-50s, east winds 15 to 25 miles an hour, chance of rain is 90%. Friday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers, highs in the lower 50s, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 50s on Saturday, and sunny highs around 60 on Sunday. Temperatures in our area? Right now, it's 52 degrees in East Amwell, 54 in Kingwood, 54 in Frenchtown, 53 in Phillipsburg, 51 up in Washington Township, and 50 over in Highbridge. That is Hunterton Chamber Radio weather. Stay tuned for Tech Today right after this.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Thank you.
Well, good day and welcome to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, on the principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice, hands-on assistance to the business owner who never seems to have time to improve his or her business. We do that by accomplishing your wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology so consumers seeking solutions for personal or business use can be better informed when making purchasing decisions or hiring individuals to carry out technological decisions. Each week, I will cover topics about technology. The segments could include technology news, the latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software, and answering your questions. For more information and to contact me during the show, go to Tech Today on Facebook. You can email me at goodmorning@huntingchamberradio.com. Phone number here at studio, 908-237-0430. And to contact me after the show, go to bluepantherbiz.com. Well, welcome to another edition of Tech Today. We've got some great news to cover with you, some informative information, and some things that might make you a little bit scary. So let's go through it and find out what's going on. First one is big news about Samsung. Samsung has unleashed the Samsung Galaxy S8 and the S8 Plus. And I have an article here from John McCann. It's on TechRadar. Says that Samsung Galaxy S8 Plus has a big problem, the Samsung Galaxy S8. So I guess it's the competing that John would like to talk about. So let's find out what he's got to say with regard to it. I have not seen the S8, but certainly interested in it as it starts to do its unveiled on April 21st. So the Samsung S8 Plus is a lovely phone, says John. I've been lucky enough to get my hands on it before it goes to a sale, but it has a big, big problem. And he says, it's packed full of power, has a dazzling display, strong camera, and eye-catching design. But so does its smaller, cheaper sibling, the Samsung Galaxy S8. So he's doing kind of a review of both of these, and I guess he's saying that there's a little bit more value in the S8 than the S8 Plus, because you pretty much get the same phone, just a little bit bigger when you get the S8 Plus. In fact, the only difference between the two handsets is the screen size and the battery size and the price. So you may want a large screen, but unlike last year where you got a 5.1-inch Galaxy S7 and a 5.5 Galaxy S7 Edge, the standard Galaxy S8 packs a huge 5.8-inch display. At 6.2 inches, the Galaxy S8 Plus screen is monstrous, says John. Yet it feels unnecessarily alongside its almost large non-plus namesake. The bigger 3,500th millionths battery versus a 3,000th millionth battery. So you get a little bit more, theoretically, a little bit more battery life. Now, that's relatively speaking, folks, because there's so many things that factor into your battery use, the biggest one being using the screen. So you get a bigger battery primarily because you can fit it into the bigger phone, and it's a nice addition. But the S7 Duo had one of the better battery performances of 2016. And the S8 should continue that trend. Plus, with fast and wireless charging, if you do run low, it's easy and quick to top up. All this dampens the appeal of the large power pack in the S8 Plus. This comes the price. Samsung has upped the cost of its new flagship Duo with the Galaxy S8, featuring and already wallet troubling $720. Wow. The S8 Plus, meanwhile, demands $825 for the privilege of a bigger screen and a battery, which doesn't sound like great value for the money to me. By the way, it won't take long for you to be able to go out and buy a larger battery, not a larger size battery, but a larger capacity battery for the S8. In fact, I bought a larger capacity battery for my Note Edge back when it started to see that the one was draining down too quickly. So it won't be long before third-party companies are offering larger batteries or larger capacity batteries for these same handsets. You do want to be a little bit concerned about that as the Note 8, the Note 7 demonstrated, but that was because they were putting the cells of the batteries too close together and they were all constantly conducting and heating up. That was the reason for the S Note 7 fires that were taking place. The reason Samsung has got the Galaxy S8 Plus is simple. It's Apple. So this is, again, the back and forth competing. Back in 2014, Apple launched the iPhone 6 and the iPhone 6 Plus, 6 months after Samsung launched the singular Galaxy S5. 5 months after the iPhone 6 launch, Samsung introduced the S6 and the S6 Edge. The South Korean firm already had a big screen handset in its Galaxy Note series, but it seems like it was desperate to keep up appearances versus Apple and rolled out two new handsets regardless. At least it still made some sense. With one flat screen phone and a larger curved screen device, it repeated the trick with S7, and again, I gave Samsung a pass because there was a bigger difference between the two phones. There's no free pass this time around, though, with news that Samsung is going to start selling refurbished non-exploding Galaxy Note 7 handsets soon, and rumors of a Galaxy Note 8 launch later in the year, the Galaxy S8 Plus feels even more unnecessary. The Galaxy S8 has a bigger screen than the LG G6, Huawei P10, and Plus HTC U Ultra, Sony Xperia X2 Pentium, and the iPhone 7 Plus. It comfortably meets the I want a bigger screen on my flagship phone requirement without need for the Galaxy S8 Plus. The simple answer would be don't buy the S8 Plus then, but I can't help but wonder what could have been. Samsung could have saved itself time and money by bringing us the Galaxy S8 only, which in turn may have seen it come with a more appealing price tag and letting its Note series offer the supersized screen experience. But here we are with two ridiculous good-looking phones, but really all we need is one. So he has reviews for the two. So let me go over to the review of the S8. Give you a little bit of hint as to what the S8 has all about it. Samsung S8 is only of those phones that just fun to do. It's up against some massive, impressive competition in 2017. So here is what's going on. The Infinity Display is the headline feature of the handset. While it's not all screen, it's as close as can be. Samsung has been very clever in the way it's got around the loss of the front-facing home screen button, managing to make the handset usable without requiring the mechanical key on the front of the S8. By the way, the fingerprint reading device is now on the back of the phone. So when you hold your phone in your palm of your hand where your index happens to be behind the phone, now you can scan your fingerprint there. It also has facial recognition, by the way, and iris scanning. So three different ways to use biometrics to get your phone open rather than having to type in a key. We could probably get the fact that this is the most expensive Samsung has ever made out of the way right now. The Samsung Galaxy S8 is $724. The actual Samsung S8 release date is April 21st. And here's some of the design features. The look of the Samsung Galaxy S8 is what will sell it to the legions of fans. It's showing an edge. It's got the edge feature, so the curved screen on both sides. So it's the lowest bezel to screen ratio we've ever seen on a globally available flagship phone thus far. The effect will definitely impress the first time you pick it up. While the Infinity Display, as Samsung is calling this edge-to-edge effort, isn't completely bezel-less at the sides, it still seems to spill over to the back of the phone. Every corner and edge has been rounded on the Samsung Galaxy S8, giving it the very pleasing feel in the hand. It's the Samsung Galaxy S7 Edge with a bit more courage in the design. Samsung has spent 2 years convincing the world that a curved screen is best, and the fact is on both this handset and the larger Galaxy S Plus is a restatement to that effort. That said, it's not a small phone. The 5.8-inch screen is packed tightly into the frame, but it's still large at 148.90 by 68 by 8 millimeters, and you'll struggle to reach all the corners of the phone with a single thumb. Fingerprint scanner is on the back, which is what I was telling you, by the camera, and it's rather hard to use from the natural holding position of the phone in your palm. It is something you could get used to, but we're not sure why Samsung put it so close to the camera while it could have been closer to the middle of the phone. So it is in the back, but I guess it's not in the best place, according to some people. However, we don't want to take away from how impressive the Galaxy S8 is in the hand. That 5.8-inch screen squashed into an impossibly small chassis, and over that packs a wireless charging of IP68 ratings. So you'll be able to immerse this phone in water and dust with little worry, and not even need to plug in a cable to charge it. Here's how the Galaxy S8 compares to the iPhone 7, the Sony Xperia XZ, and Premium. He's got a little video there. All right, we've talked about the screen. We talked about the battery life. It is waterproof. And it has the phone button has been eliminated. So let's see what else is going on. It's an HDR screen, a high definition resolution on the market, which means a bit harsh to LG and Sony, given they're already announced such things. More importantly, those brands have partnered with Netflix and or Amazon to bring true HDR content to their phones. Samsung is partnering with Netflix and Amazon to offer HDR streaming to its phone, although it's less partnership and more, well, letting you view HDR-enabled programming on the phone. It has Bixby. I don't know how much this is. I'm kind of turned off by this, to be honest with you. But what you're able to do with Bixby is you're able to take a photo of any particular object that you like, and somehow that it's going to have object recognition and be able to shop for you. It'll find that particular item, and you can shop for it, find the price, and order it right off the bat. So if you find a pair of shoes you like, you can snap a picture, and Bixby will recognize it and go about trying to find that product for you. Aside from that, let's see what else is going on. It's specs. 4 gig of RAM sits alongside either the Qualcomm Snapdragon 835 chipset or Samsung's own Exynos 8895. We've done these chips confirmed to us yet, but Region is getting their variant. But our sources have told us that this is the configuration we can expect. I think it's Snapdragon in the U.S. Interface has once again refined its user interface to own Samsung Experience, formerly TouchWiz skin. Now, here's the thing that that bothers me. And as you start to get Samsung and then the layer of TouchWiz, and then you get the layer of of Verizon or AT&T or Sprint, I really would love to get these phones to get more native Android, because Google's putting out more and more really cool changes. Security changes and feature changes, and you can't get them because the various companies have to verify them and add their own packaging to them before they will actually send them out. And so then if you go to like Google Pixel, the Pixel XL, you'll get the native Android. So I'm kind of I like the Samsung phones. I've been using a Samsung Note for years, but kind of bummed that they're not getting away from that particular item. I'd really love to have that native item. A camera. In terms of the camera on the Samsung S8, we're oddly seeing little in the way of improvement over the admittedly impressive snapper on the Samsung S7, despite promises to the contrary. The specs tell the same story. It's a 12-megapixel sensor on the rear and with an f1.7 aperture for fast autofocus. Those specs contributed to arguably the best camera on a smartphone in 2016. We were expecting a dual lens design. I was hearing about that before the announcement, where it was going to be a wide angle versus a normal angle. And that's not happening, at least on this one. It might happen on the Note. We'll see. There's no sign of the super slow motion 1,000 frames per second video to rival the same feature on the Sony Xperia XZ Premium, but there are a lot of features that will make most smartphone cameras fans happy. The autofocus is rapid and takes brilliantly sharp images every time. It's hard to say whether Samsung was right to stick here rather than twisting up a better camera sensor and package, but Galaxy S8 does have take brilliant pictures. Front-facing camera is 8 megapixel. I find this remarkable as well, as I still happen to have a Nikon 6-megapixel 35mm digital camera, and now both my front and back cameras exceed that by a tremendous margin. So you get some incredible detail. Now, of course, with that incredible detail, you unfortunately get a lot of storage space because it takes a lot more space of each file to fit on that phone. So you're going to want to have to go out and buy a micro SD card to store your camera photos. So be on the lookout for all that, because that will be part of the cost. You'll have to get the micro SD card to store your photos, along with any videos you take, and certainly the music that you carry with you. Now, if you're a cloud person, you can certainly upload all that to the cloud, but that comes with a price as well, because after you use a certain amount of cloud space, you're going to start wondering have to pay for more space on a monthly basis. Best to buy the space by putting it on your computer, and or backup on some type of smart drive. Well, let's see. We're at a pretty much a breaking point. We're going to take a break, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk a little bit about the privacy concern that took place with the signing of that bill that rolled back some of the FCC information. And I'll have some information about tools to help your privacy, keep your privacy from your ISPs. We'll be right back. This is Tech Today.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterton Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Judge Gorsuch's supporters and opponents agree on one very important thing. We both believe that he will take the law as he finds it and apply it impartially.
Senate Republican Orrin Hatch before the Senate Judiciary Panel approves the nomination of Neil Gorsuch for Supreme Court, sending it on to the full Senate, which is expected to vote on it Friday. Although Democrats are promising a filibuster, here's Terry Moore.
Vermont Democrat Pat Leahy said the Colorado federal judge was painfully evasive in his confirmation hearing. Meantime, Democrats have lined up enough votes to filibuster Gorsuch, but majority Republicans can get around that by invoking a procedural nuclear option.
The North Carolina Tar Heels are the men's college basketball champions for the sixth time as UNC got past Gonzaga 71-65 in last night's title game. This is USA Radio News.
Allergies. Pollen in the air, dogs in the house, mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Longtime listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
A former advisor to then-President Obama reportedly requested the names of Trump transition officials caught by incidental surveillance be unmasked. As USA's Joe Gomez explains.
There's a report that former National Security Advisor Susan Rice tried to get the identities of Americans who may have been linked to the Trump campaign in U.S. intelligence reports. Rice was National Security Advisor in the last half of the Obama administration. Bloomberg says the so-called unmasking request was discovered in a Trump administration review of intelligence activities.
By a vote of 27-12, California State Senate passes the State's Values Act, as it's called. It's also called a sanctuary state bill, prohibiting local law enforcement from enforcing federal immigration laws. Democratic Senate President Pro Tem Kevin DeLeon authored the bill.
Californians will not squander their precious public safety dollars to separate mothers from their children.
The bill now moves to California's Assembly. This is USA Radio News.
If your pet needed thousands of dollars in vet care, could you afford it? PetSavingsUSA.com members are covered by discounted pet insurance with the first 2 months free. Plus, save up to 50% at every major retailer and receive hundreds of dollars worth of free gifts. To receive 2 months of free pet insurance and an instant $100 in savings, call 877-835-6060. That's 877-835-6060. Or go to PetSavingsUSA.com.
Chelsea Clinton claims in an interview this morning she doesn't believe her mother will run for office again. The former first daughter saying that Hillary Clinton is much more focused these days on her book and other writings, as well as her grandchildren, and she does want to stay involved in the issues, especially when it comes to women and families.
She's focused on what she can do to help support work that she's been engaged in for longer than I've been alive around children, around women, around families.
And besides telling CBS's This Morning that she doesn't think her mom will run for office again, Chelsea also makes it clear that she herself has no plans of running for office. Two people are dead in two separate cases involving eating contests. First, a Denver man died after choking to death while competing in a donut eating contest. The Denver Medical Examiner saying the 42-year-old died when his airway was obstructed as he was in a contest requiring competitors to eat a half-pound glazed donut in under 2 minutes. And a 20-year-old New Jersey woman's dead after she choked in a pancake eating contest at her college in Connecticut. That story from Sarah Lee Kessler.
Caitlin Nelson of Clark died Sunday, 3 days after the incident at Sacred Heart University in Fairfield. She'd eaten 4 or 5 pancakes when one became lodged in her airway.
Reminding you that we're powered by WesternJournalism.com and available at USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Time is 10:35. You're listening to Tech Today on HuntingtonRadio.com. It's time for the weather. In Flemington right now, it is 52 degrees, and it's overcast skies, and 50% chance of precipitation. Today is April 4th, 2017. Says, patchy fog late this morning, numerous showers with isolated thunderstorms. Some thunderstorms may produce gusty winds. Highs around 70, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming southwest with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. This afternoon, chance of rain is 60%. Mostly cloudy and scattered showers in the evening, lows in the upper 40s. West winds around 10 miles an hour, gusts up to 25 miles an hour in the evening. Chance of rain is 40%. And sunny highs in the mid-60s, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour for tomorrow, the 5th. On Thursday, showers, a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, locally heavy rainfall possible. I had seen 1.5 inches, which adding to the rain we just got last night, plus the weekend, makes more localized flooding. Breezy, cooler with highs in the mid-50s. Chance of rain, 90%. Mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and highs in the lower 50s on Friday. Mostly sunny, highs in the lower 50s on Saturday, and sunny highs in the 60s on Sunday. Temperatures in our area. It looks like some rain coming in about 20 minutes or so. 52 degrees in Flemington, 53 in Ringo's. It's 56 over in Kingwood, 53 in Phillipsburg, 50 in Tewksbury, 53 in Branchburg. That is Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Stay tuned for more of Tech Today right now on HunterChamberRadio.com.
Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
All right, welcome back to Tech Today. We had a little glitch there. Talking about the ISP rules, the privacy rules that were just signed to be redacted from the Obama administration. Now, let me be clear here. I'm a little upset with the privacy part of it, but I need to bring a little bit more clarity to what the actual issue is. As you are well aware, our government is rather large, and there's different departments, and so this becomes trying to figure out the correct way to do things and who is responsible, as opposed to the right way to do things universally. So this turns out to be a little bit of both, but I'm not at all saying that they did it right. I'm just saying I understand how this stuff gets as complicated. I've been dealing with complicated behemoth corporations my whole life, and this seems to be one of those. So this article here from Ars Technica, published on the 29th of March, suggests that ISPs and FCC Chair Ajit Pai celebrate the death of online privacy rules. So let me go through a little bit of what this is explaining. Written by John Brooken, again on the 29th of March, he says that the internet privacy advocates are mourning the death of online privacy rules that were yesterday's House vote and eventually now President Trump has signed. Eliminate the Consumer Protection was celebrated by ISPs, advertisers, and Federal Communications Commission Chairman Ajit Pai. The rules would have required home internet and mobile broadband providers to get consumers' opt-in consent before selling or sharing web browsing history, app usage history, and other private information with advertisers and other companies. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai has consistently agreed with ISPs that they should not face stricter rules than website operators like Google and Facebook. Pai, who's a Republican, was in the commission minority when the rules were passed last year, but Republicans now have a majority on the FCC. So last year, the Federal Communications Commission pushed through on a party line vote the privacy legislation designed to benefit one group of of favored companies over another group of disfavored companies, Pai said. After yesterday's vote, appropriately, Congress has passed a resolution to reject this approach of picking winners and losers before it takes effect. Congressional action to repeal the FCC's misguided rules marks an important step toward restoring consumer privacy protections and apply consistently to all Internet companies, said NCTA, the Internet and Television Association, the cable industry's biggest lobby group. The American Cable Association praised Congress for reversing the harms associated with the FCC's unwarranted and burdensome broadband privacy regulations that singled out ISPs while exempting giant internet edge providers who have as much, if not more, access to similar consumer data. U.S. Telecom called the vote another step in to remove unnecessary rules and regulations that handicap economic growth and innovation. CTIA, which represents mobile broadband providers, thanked Representative Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee for her leadership in helping to restore regulatory clarity, ensure consistently across our digital economy, and eliminate unnecessary duplicate rules and regulations. In reality, the FCC regulations were not duplicative because there are no FCC or Federal Trade Commission privacy rules specifically for broadband. Blackburn introduced the House version of a resolution approved yesterday by a vote of 215 to 205. The same resolution to eliminate the privacy rules was approved by the Senate last week, and it's expected to be signed by President Trump. So, what it appears like, folks, is the FCC is trying to wipe their hands of it and instead have the FTC get involved, because this is involving e-commerce, not necessarily communication. So I'm not saying it's a good idea by all means. I'm just saying I understand why the FCC does not seem to be the ones that should be responsible for it. Now, here's the real issue, right? Because as internet and technology has grown, it's blurred those lines. There used to be a time when you simply communicated and then you talked about advertising. And now we're starting to have those things blur because the data that's collected in browsers and ISPs seems to be talking about communication, but then it seems to be using for advertising. It's data that's crossing lines as things integrate. And this is the kind of blur that's going on in all of our companies around the world. We don't necessarily know who is where technology resides anymore because it's not its own entity. It's always supporting and helping another part of the business. Same thing, similar problem with technology in the government. They don't know who it belongs to anymore because it blurs the connection between integrated communicating and or advertising. So the FCC is kind of wiping their hands of it and asking the FTC to pick it up. I also see it's kind of a backhanded logic and rationalization that Google and Facebook gets all this advertising by you simply using them, their browsers and their services, and yet the ISP who provided you the ability to actually go out there and utilize it is hampered by not being able to use your data and make it part of their business model. I get it. I'm not happy about it. We all want to be private, but hey, I got some really bad news for you. Your stuff has not been private for quite some time. And not only is it not private publicly in a business sense where it's actually dictated, it's definitely not private when it comes to the government surveillance and certainly hackers and anybody else that's grabbed your information. So if you're interested in being private, well, that's a different story. I have some tools to help you with that. Unfortunately, it's going to take a little bit of know-how and a little bit of rigmarole on your part to actually make it happen. Before I get there, though, I just want to cover one more part of this article that's talking about the future of privacy rules. it suggests that Republicans argued that the FTC should be the agency to regulate ISPs, since it already regulates privacy practices of other companies, including website operators. But that's impossible under current regulation, because the FTC is barred from regulating common carriers such as ISPs and phone companies. The FCC would have no change in its would have to change its classification of ISPs, a step that would also eliminate net neutrality rules. In order to return jurisdiction to the FTC, even if the FCC does that, further congressional action may be needed to give the FTC authority over ISPs because of a federal appeals court ruling in August 2016 that said AT&T was exempt from FTC oversight even when it offers no common carrier services. The FTC privacy guidelines are also less strict than the ones written by the FCC for Internet service providers. As we previously written, the FTC recommends opt-in consent before selling or sharing the most sensitive information, such as social security numbers, the content of communications, financial and health information, information about children, and precise geolocation data. But the FTC guidelines allow an opt-out system for everything else, including web browsing and app usage history. Pai said the FCC and FTC will work together to reinstate some form of privacy protections for broadband customers. Now, you might ask, why didn't we figure that out before we repealed this? And that's a very good question. I don't have the answer to that. That is where it gets very frustrating. So now it's the wild, wild west again before we actually get back to more privacy concerns. Moving forward, I want the American people to know that the FCC will work with the FTC to ensure that consumers' online privacy is protected through a consistent and comprehensive framework, Pai said. In my view, the best way to achieve this result would be to return jurisdiction over broadband providers' privacy practices to the FTC with its decades of experience and expertise in this area. The FCC opt-in requirement were scheduled to take effect as early as December 4, 2017. Pai already took action to halt implementation of data security requirements that were part of the privacy rulemaking and would have taken effect this month. For more on eliminating the rules, affects Internet users, and how you can hide your Internet traffic, we suggested a recent article, How ISPs Can Sell Your Web History and How to Stop Them. Well, I happen to have an article to help you with that. And it's written by PC World. It says, three privacy tools that block your internet provider from tracking you. And as I said, some of these are not going to be easy, but something you need to start considering if you're going to be concerned about ISPs grabbing your information. First one is HTTPS, Everywhere Browser. Extension is one of the first things you should install. The extension requires that all website connections in your browser occur using a secure connection or an encryption. It's called SSL/TLS encryption. That means the content of what you are viewing will be protected from passive collection by your ISP. The only time the extension won't force HTTPS is when the site you're connecting to doesn't support the protocol. So that might be frustrating to you. You might go to a site that you've typically gone to. They haven't done the appropriate work to make their site encryptable. And what happens is that this browser plugin will block you. And that might frustrate you, but you have to understand the background for it. It's because it wants to make the plugin wants to make sure that your data being sent between you and that server is encrypted, meaning it's changing the codes and the numbers with a special decoder code, a special decoder ring. So if you don't use that, you could default to an HTTP connection without secure encryption, and then your data could be viewed by your ISP. You could use a virtual private network. You could subscribe to a paid virtual private network service, not a free one that collects your data and sells it to third parties for analytics, or uses ads to support its free service, because that would negate the entire point of this. You want a VPN, that's a virtual private network, that you pay to keep your data private. This should cost somewhere around $40 to $60 per year. Not a bad trade-off for having your data private. A VPN is like an encrypted tunnel between you and the internet. The connect directly to your VPN is connection your ISP will see, and then all internet browsing goes through the VPN servers and blocks third parties from being able to snoop. Once you're picked and configured a VPN, set it to start up automatically and funnel all your internet traffic through there. Choosing a VPN is a bit of tricky business, since you want a provider that collects and stores a minimum amount of data about your browsing freedom. VPN pledges not to log your traffic and is run by F-Secure, which is an established and reputable name in internet security. Some VPN providers offer helpful extra features, such as internet kill switch that immediately shuts off your PC's internet across when your VPN gets disconnected. You also want your VPN to protect against DNS leaks, which is a problem we'll get to next. Your DNS. This is called a domain name system. It's how it connects the numbers to the names of websites. So when you go to 100inchchamberradio.com, behind the scenes, 100inchchamberradio.com is coordinated with a four nodes of numbers. It's three digits, four groups of three digits separated by a period. And that's called an IP address. Every server on the in the world on the internet has an IP address, and it's hard to remember those. It's hard to remember 070301070255. It's hard to remember that. Instead, it's easier to remember 100inchchamberradio.com. And so there are DNS systems that pair together the names with the numbers. And so that's how you get it. So the problem is that your PC is usually configured to use the ISP's DNS, which means your ISP sees all the browser requests. You can actually change your DNS settings. This way the ISP doesn't get to see where you're going. And it's called use OpenDNS is one that you want. There's a tutorial on how to change your DNS settings in Windows 7, so you might want to go out and look for that. So use OpenDNS, and that will also avoid that type of situation. Well, it's time for me to get on out of here. It's been my pleasure to be with you. As I am every Tuesday at 11 o'clock, 10 to 11. You've been listening to Tech Today. Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. That's the mission of Tech Today, and hopefully we've imparted some of that mission onto you. Stay tuned for Something's About Money, which is up next.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Judge Gorsuch's supporters and opponents agree on one very important thing. We both believe that he will take the law as he finds it and apply it impartially.
Senate Republican Orrin Hatch before the Senate Judiciary Panel approves the nomination of Neil Gorsuch for Supreme Court, sending it on to the full Senate, which is expected to vote on it Friday. Although Democrats are promising a filibuster, here's Terry Moore.
Vermont Democrat Pat Leahy said the Colorado federal judge was painfully evasive in his confirmation hearing. Meantime, Democrats have lined up enough votes to filibuster Gorsuch, but majority Republicans can get around that by invoking a procedural nuclear option.
The North Carolina Tar Heels are the men's college basketball champions for the sixth time as UNC got past Gonzaga 71-65 in last night's title game. This is USA Radio News.
Allergies. Pollen in the air, dogs in the house, mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief.